This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Upon us. Man, seems like it was just Thursday, and then it was Wednesday, and then Tuesday. I've never had time go as quickly in my life as it is right now. How about with you? 4th of July weekend, you going to play this weekend? On the road again, are you? Is it crazy? It is crazy. Looking around at some of the situational stuff, you'll be interested to know if you're flying this weekend. Oh, by the way, hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls. You may hear from her during the course of this hour's in-depth presentations of ideas, and information is paramount here. You can join us at 888-302-3684. Follow the continuing conversation on Twitter at Good Day Show. So traveling at the airport or at airports this weekend may be affected by a new idea that the TSA is considering, although this will probably be a day late and a dollar short. They are thinking about putting checkpoints outside terminal buildings because of what happened in Turkey. There will be huge delays this weekend because the TSA is both incompetent and unable to tell the truth about how their operation really goes. They have very, under the circumstances, they are not the... Well, maybe they are, actually. I'll restate in my mind as I'm thinking it through. They are pretty typical of government agencies that are too big, out of control, not good management. People get hired on the basis of who they know and not what they know. You can see that across the board. Certainly you can see it when Pastore was the fellow that ran the TSA. And you can see it at the VA. You can see it pretty much everywhere. It's not just this administration. People become loyal and influenced by those who are supposedly their friends. And in this circumstance, there is nothing about what the TSA is doing that makes any sense. I think I said on the air earlier in the week that I signed up for TSA PreCheck. I had been, for the most part, getting it. There are several different reasons that I did. Frequent traveler, an American, my profile. It was pretty easy for them to give me PreCheck. And so I had it, and then it seemed to stop. And what I found out was that the TSA people decided, or the government, the administration over them, decided that it would be a good idea for them to make it difficult for folks to go through the pre-check line unless you have some sort of certification that costs you $85 to get. So I did what everybody else did. I signed up, I went down, spent my $85, got fingerprinted, and now they know everything there is to know about me. They can, well, not that they couldn't before, but now it's just, I felt like I was dirty after I got out of there for two reasons. One, because I was fingerprinted and the pictures were everywhere, the cameras in all four corners of the room, that kind of stuff. And then just the general M.O. And I've told you stories before about what happened to me in a line when they used to have those, where they had the x-ray machines that were really bad for you, and nobody that worked for any airline would go through them, and anybody who had any common sense wouldn't go through them. I didn't go through them, and they want you to do the pat down, which is fine. Except once I found myself at LAX waiting in line for 13, 14 minutes because I wouldn't go through the x-ray machine. And the little worms that were there, these kids, these wet behind the ears, snart, smarmy kids that are standing there supposedly watching over you and whatever's going on. When I say, I'm not going to go through it, he'd whisper, mail check. Line three. And nobody could hear it, of course. It was just a game. And the fact they're insolent enough to keep playing the game until finally I said, I want a supervisor now. And so the supervisor came over and I said to him, I resent being taken out, made an example of because I won't go through the x-ray machine. Oh, sir, you're not being made an example. I said, really? Well, there's three other people that have been through this process since I got out of the line, and they were patted down, and they all happened to be women, and they went on their way. So he takes me through and pats me down, and meanwhile, my luggage has been put off to the side. So after I go through that unpleasant circumstance, I pick up my luggage, and I go down to the gate, and I look for my phone in my bag, can't find my phone. Oh, where the heck's my phone? Last time I know, I had it when I went through because I just put it in my bag before it went through the x-ray machine for the luggage. So I went back and I'm thinking to myself, nah, these guys wouldn't do that. So I went to the, I think maybe I left the bag open and it fell out. Somebody found it. Okay. So I go to the desk and I ask if there is a cell phone anybody turned in that was black. And they all look at each other and they shake their heads and said, nah, nope. I said, really? Well, I can't understand what happened to it. And so then this kid came over to me, this fat little, oh, man. He was just about as much of a jerk as you can. And I'm paying for this, and you're paying for it. He said, no black phones. I said, would you look at the drawer just to see? Nope, no black phones in here. So I didn't like his attitude. I knew he was hiding something because I understand people's body language. So there was a lady at the desk, had a phone. I said, madam, would you mind calling this number? So she dialed it. Phone rings in the cabinet. I look at them, and they look at me, and everybody runs for cover. So the wise apple gets the phone out of the top drawer and brings it to me. Oh, this must be your phone. I do. And he gives me this smarmy look, and I grab my phone and go on my way. That's what you're dealing with. And it's the country is full of these entitled jerks who get these government jobs. Anyway, so this is what you're going to deal with over the 4th of July weekend, the enhanced security conversations that they want to put up, new checkpoints. They may put them in parking lots and on the curb. So does that mean you're going to go through twice? The checks would not be as extensive, supposedly, as those carried out before departures. All this is more government control. We've created this ourselves. We've allowed ourselves. We've created the terrorists. Now we're creating more domestic terrorism because that's really what this is. The TSA is a bunch of domestic terrorists, as far as I'm concerned. That's not an irresponsible statement. That's how I feel. How do you feel? And by the way, the passengers who have been warned that the check-in will take 45 minutes longer if you are at a marquee airport, that's like LAX and JFK and Chicago O'Hare and in Atlanta, Hartsfield, those places, you should absolutely allow more time, 30 to 45 minutes longer, because you're going to stand in line at the behest of the federal government. That's it. That's the story. That's the report on the TSA. They should be ashamed of themselves. We should be ashamed of ourselves for allowing this to happen. 14 past the hour.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm, they're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. They killed anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship.
My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
All right, so the daily overview, my friend Kara said, I get so worked up about stuff like the, many of you do too, but I realize that taking the approach that I do sometimes may turn some people off, but it is something that I feel very strongly about. So those people, apologies to people who think I get too carried away or use inappropriate language because I'm so vexed by it, but it is something that we all ought to be more concerned about because it's so apparent that we have lost control of our own destinies in many circumstances. Okay, so anyway, the idea, the story behind the story with regard to the TSA stands, but perhaps I could, I can tell the story with a few less invectives. So, all right. That's advice that's taken. 888-302-3684. All right. So we're getting close to 20 past the hour. You know about the 2020 News Quiz question and how that works. Every day at this time, I try to come up with something, a question about what's going on in the world and how it affects you. And if you can figure out what the answer is, well, you call us at 888-302-3684. Get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. I'm inspired by it. Not enough to not be angry at the TSA. Sometimes put my inspirations and my gentle kindness on hold when I get into that pew. But this is a great book, and it will calm you down. Life is good when you do the work. The question has to do with this crazy model who ran around Times Square yesterday, actually brought Times Square to a standstill, and it was about an hour before anybody could get at him. He was protesting what? 888, or who, probably is a better question. About whom was the protest in Times Square yesterday? 888. He climbed to the top of the red staircase in the heart of Times Square. And as I said, you know, things were shut down there for about an hour. So who was he protesting? What's he upset about? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Got the answer. Get a copy of the book, Life is Good. This is something that I think a lot of people are buzzing about. As a matter of fact, Kara, I think there's a lot of conversation. Social media is full of not only pictures of this guy, but the thoughts that he was spewing about.
Oh, yeah. It was trending on Twitter all day yesterday.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He was treated by paramedics for minor injuries. I think he probably, they took him to Bellevue, which is the New York Mental Hospital, after the fact. Maybe I shouldn't chuckle about it, but it's another way of expressing. I wouldn't be surprised to see people like this fellow, when the TSA puts their new process in order, how many people are going to run around naked and protest that? It'd be easier to be tapped down, I think, patted down. 888-302-3684. Who is this fellow protesting about? 21 after the hour. Good day.
Our Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Joining us now on the program is Robert Siciliano.
You are a safety expert for Intel Security, and as such, we have a dilemma here with people. This is fear-based thinking, in a manner of speaking. The summer season, people traveling, people want to have time off. But yet, most everybody is connected to their device, smartphones, all of the things. So you have put together a list of tips to ease the fear that people may have of going on vacation and being disconnected. Let's say you're on vacation in the wilds of northern Maine. There's no way of connecting up there because there's nothing. There's no cell towers, there's no fires, nothing. So what do you tell people? How do you relax people and tell them it's going to be okay, folks?
Sure. So Intel Security did their digital detox survey of more than 14,000 people worldwide. And what their survey determined is that while as many as 55% of all of us intend on unplugging, as many as two-thirds still check in. Mm-hmm. And what that boils down to is that we are not only, you know, enjoying our vacations less by getting stressed out and checking email and dealing with stuff going on at home and at work, we're also putting our personal identifying information at risk by criminal hackers who are sniffing out our data on free, unprotected wireless networks.
So what does that amount to under the circumstances? I mean, that could happen no matter what, whether you're working or whether you're not working. Are you saying this is something we ought to be aware of all the time? And if that's the case, how do we protect ourselves would be the question.
Sure. So, yes, you do need to be aware of this stuff all the time. But again, you know, especially on vacation, again, to enhance, you know, your travel time away with your family. But again, also because cyber criminals, they vacation too. And they're often at the resorts and at the internet cafes and at the airport where the free Wi-Fi is. And so by installing things like what's what's called a virtual private network, a VPN. It encrypts your devices and it masks all your data on free public Wi-Fi. Also having things like antivirus, anti-spyware, anti-phishing, and a firewall all make sure that your data and your devices are properly protected. Having strong passwords, you know, uppercase, lowercase, numbers and characters, not having the same password across all of our devices. These are all fundamentals in regards to our information security, whether you're traveling or not. And while you're on vacation, it's also very important to beware of what you're doing in regards to social. So a lot of us are consistently checking in via social. And when we do that, we're telling cyber criminals and burglars where we are and where we aren't. So, for example, if a burglar is paying attention to your social sites, they're seeing that you're on vacation in the Bahamas for 2 weeks, you're more likely to have your home broken into. So you want to be very discreet in regards to what you're posting, where you're checking in, alerting the world that you're not home, making your stuff in your home vulnerable.
All right, so Robert Siciliano is here with some common sense. This basically is common sense, but it's amazing how many people don't have any common sense, or they're not aware, or they just think this is like having a conversation on the phone with somebody. We've become so used to it that we don't have a problem until we are directly affected. I think that's the case, don't you think?
And so as a result, you know, they're getting stressed out while they're on vacation and they're not connecting with their families like they should. And the survey showed that, you know, the two-thirds who actually, you know, did disconnect enjoyed their vacations that much more, and that 88% felt much less stress simply as a result of unplugging.
There is a lesson there for sure. Robert Siciliano from Intel with information. RobertSiciliano.com, where there's more info on this study. Thank you, sir.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Know-how. Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried, that's Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
At the hour of the Friday Good Day Conversational Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. My friend Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes with a focus on a couple of things that are in his world, his sphere of influence, that may influence you. Always a good conversation with him. Before we get the answer to the 2020 News Quiz question, to follow up on the information that was presented to you in a rather biased way from my point of view about the TSA, here's something that you wouldn't want to have happen to you at the airport, but did happen to the star of Orange is the New Black. Her name is Danielle Brooks. She posted a story about what happened to her at the airport. Now, put yourself in her position or any position. It seems that she went to, she's traveling for 4th of July like a lot of other people. She's quite accomplished, has a great background in music and schooling, and she's in been on Broadway. She's accomplished. So she goes to the airport to get on a plane, and the agent, the ticketing agent, congratulates her on being in first class. Okay? Black. And the agent is not smart enough to realize, apparently, that it... And this isn't even about... Yeah, I'm not politically correct at all. I don't care about some of the things that go on. But to have the indecency or the lack of sensitivity or just knowledge... The fact that they think, or this person, the ticketing agent, thought because she was black and she got her first class, I would like to know what airline she works for, because I'd like to not fly that airline who has people working for them that are that dumb that think that it's okay, or they just don't even think. That's what it is. They didn't even think. Shouldn't her reaction, or his, or whatever, whoever this agent is, to see somebody black and in first class? That's what I get out of that. Kara, is that, what do you get out of it other than, oh, congratulations, you're black and you're sitting in first class? That's, what else do you get out of that?
Yeah, it's just stupid. And I'm sure the person who said it didn't even think anything about it because it's so ingrained.
Yeah, that's the real message, I think, here. Yes, thank you. All right, next up is the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. For those of you who didn't hear me ask the question a few minutes ago, a runway model ran through Times Square naked yesterday, screaming about whom? Carrie, listening in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. How do you do? Happy 4th of July, Carrie.
Same to you, Doug.
What do you have for plans this weekend?
Just to spend time with family and friends.
Yeah, who's in the family? How many people have you had around? Is the family all living sort of in the Williamsport area, or do you have people coming in from outside?
They're in the Williamsport area mostly.
Yeah, that's a great area. I remember going there for a couple of personal appearances and was most fascinated with the Little League Stadium and where it was in town. It's kind of, you know, you drive by, you expect to see a stadium like that sort of out in the open somewhere, and yet it's pretty much in the middle of a residential district. I remember walking down the stairs into it and thinking, wow, this is really kind of cool that it's this close in town. Are you from Williamsport originally? You've lived there all your life?
Yes, and yeah. Little League is amazing.
Yeah.
That complex is unbelievable.
It is. And again, I'm sure that you're proud of having it in Williamsport because it's a great draw for lots of the right reasons, frankly. I just think it's kind of cool. All right, so...
Did you happen to see the Wahoo also?
You know, and I'm thinking... Back in my mind, I remember somebody telling me about it because they know of my connection to the submarine, the Wahoo. But I don't remember, to be honest with you. Tell me more about it.
There is a memorial of the Wahoo in Williamsport.
Because of the second guy in charge was from Williamsport. Am I remembering that?
Exactly. Mr. Loeb went over and brought it back.
Yeah, that's he was the exec. Loeb was from Williamsport. Yeah, the USS Wahoo. For those who don't know, the Wahoo is a submarine commanded by my great uncle, for whom I am named, in the Second World War. Sunk more Japanese tonnage in the Pacific Fleet than any other submarine. And the exec was a guy named Loeb. Yeah, the executive officer. Yep. Okay, I remember. Yes, and I remember Ken, who
Sawyer.
Yeah, is he still on the station?
He retired.
He did retire, yeah. He was a wonderful guy. I'm not sure that he retired because he wanted to either. Anyway, that's speculation for another time and another day.
But
anyway.
He's doing community service now.
Is he? Good. Tell him if you ever see him that I said hello, will you please?
I will.
Okay, very cool guy. All right, so this person goes running around Times Square screaming at the top of his lungs. Name is Crit McLean. He was heard yelling what?
He was after Donald Trump.
Yes. Donald Trump, where are you? He demanded a meeting with Trump, who yesterday was in New Hampshire, I think. There was an inflatable crash bag set up by police when he jumped off the 16-foot-high platform. He missed the bag, landed on the pavement, so he's not in great shape. Police were investigating whether alcohol or drugs were involved. Imagine being, some people say it's passion, and maybe it is, being so concerned about stuff. Donald Trump has been maligned, I think, in many ways. He's got different ideas, but is he as bad as some in the news media would have one think? I was looking at an article on the Associated Press this morning, and what riles me is the continuing focus on Trump as a billionaire. Almost this particular news source, almost every time they talk about the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, the sentence begins with the New York billionaire. Now, do they say the New York millionaire when they refer to Hillary Clinton? I don't remember reading that anywhere. Do you? I don't know whether are you a Trump fan or not, Carrie?
I'm a Trumpster.
Trumpster, okay, all right. So does that kind of stuff bug you, or am I being too picky?
I don't think it's quite fair. I think
there's a bias, obviously, there, or there's trying to put people between Trump and his ideas and other things that are not of consequence necessarily.
Yeah, they're trying to misalign him.
Yeah, well, so far it hasn't worked, because every time they say, he'll never do that, he seems to be able to do it. Are you comfortable, or would you like to see him, and I'm baiting the question a little bit here, not be so focused on the negative, and I guess I'm going down that path a little bit sometimes myself, because there are so many negative things, but would you like him to have a better message, or are you fine with the way he is?
I would like him to do a little bit more with the issues and really get into the issues and transfer into that a little bit more.
Yeah. Who do you think should be his vice presidential nominee?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
I've been trying to
think about that. They started
vetting people. Newt Gingrich is on the list, interestingly enough. I find that interesting. I think Gingrich would be a pretty good vice president. See how it all shakes out. Carrie, thank you. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July and nice talking with you. Our Kara will talk to you and get your information. In the meantime, Uri Geller will visit with us in a couple of minutes here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn, So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
All right, 45 after the hour, Uri Geller, who is a mystifier, a paranormalist, a motivator. He's been motivating people for years. So I now want him to motivate us, frankly. This is sort of a personal thing. I sort of get caught up, Uri, in something a while ago that sounded really negative on the air. My connection to the transportation security folks at the airport is not good. And so I tend to get railing and get nasty and don't like what I say after I've said it, frankly. And you have ways of empowering people to allow them or encourage them to say what's on their mind, like I had a lot on my mind, but not to do it in a negative fashion. How do you advise people who get wrapped up in something as negative as I was to look at it a different way?
Doug?
Yeah, did you miss me?
Hello. I heard you cut out the last. Listen, Doug, when I have to deal with negativity, the first thing I do is I get rid of anyone negative around me. Mm-hmm. I do not associate myself with negative people. I don't need that baggage around me. I cut them out. And I do not associate myself, and I do not start arguing with someone who feeds you back with darkness and negativity. I just get off. But you as a radio personality, I guess you have to be objective and open-minded and talk to anyone and everyone who wants to view their, you know, thoughts, feelings, reactions, and so on. But I'm not in that position. So when I'm confronted with negative forces, I just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because why inject negativity into your life or into your psyche, into your personality by others? If you surround yourself with positivity, with positive thinking people, with nice, charming individuals, then your whole outlook changes and you are also positive. Now, when you're confronted, was this on air, Doug? This
yes.
Conversation with
yes, it was on air.
Source?
Yes, it was on air. Yep.
Then you have to deal with it very gently. You mustn't allow the negativity or the argument or their thought pattern to affect your sanity and your, I will call it even royalty, because you have a presence which you have to project to your listeners. I would just listen and give back your thoughts, listen and continue talking. Never argue, never raise your voice, because that puts you in a defensive position. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you make a lot of sense, and you always have made a lot of sense, and it does. You're right. The human side of us sometimes overcomes that which is, in my circumstance, common sense. And actually, you know that I'm not that way. That's not my normal way. It just is that I think sometimes, whether it's the stars, who knows what it is that influences us. But you gotta, I'm not any different than anybody else. You gotta think it through.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm glad to have you here. Follow Uri on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, urigeller.com, Uri Geller with Doug Steffen at 10 minutes before the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Puppy love. Warren Eckstein is in charge of puppy love, or cow love, any kind of love, animal love. He's the animal that you have's best friend for lots of different reasons. Comes up with expert advice. You can hear that every day on this program. Also has interesting conversations about the nuance of taking care of your pet, what special stories there are. I love Warren and his approach. You can also hear him on the Pet Insider, which is a podcast. One, but you can go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Hugs and Kisses, by the way, is Warren's mineral and vitamin supplement source. He has a line for dogs and a line for cats. You might want to check them out. I always gave that stuff to Charlotte, and she thrived. She lived a lot longer than any bulldog anybody else can remember, and part of it was because of Warren's attention and Hugs and Kisses. So you can check it out at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, we find out about a law that's about to be passed in Massachusetts that's right up your alley, so to speak, Warren. That's next year on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for law. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about
about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
55 and change after the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. The Massachusetts Senate has passed legislation to improve areas of law dealing with the sale and treatment of dogs and cats. The act, Warren, ensures that puppies and kittens are bred and sold in safe and healthy environments. There's something called the puppy lemon law. Ever hear about the puppy lemon law?
I believe New Jersey had a puppy lemon law years ago where if the puppy was purchased from a pet store and for whatever reason there was, you know, the vet said it was a problem, you had the opportunity of returning. But see, it's a great law, and I'm really, really glad that they have it. I just wish people wouldn't be breeding so much. But here's my problem with it. You purchase a dog at a pet store, which you should never do, by the way, but you purchase a dog at a pet store. You bring it home. After an hour and a half, Doug, you're in love. This dog loves you. You love this dog. What are the chances of you bringing this dog back?
Not much.
All right. So in other words, that's always kind of been my problem with the lemon law aspect. What I really prefer is what's going on around the country now, where rather than selling puppies and kittens at pet stores, they're taking puppies and kittens from the humane societies and shelters to the pet stores and having them adopted there. And the stores are still making money because when people go to adopt the pet there, they pay a little fee, but they're also buying supplies for the dog or cat. So I think that's the better approach.
Yeah, that's great. So Massachusetts will be having, East Coast cities have this puppy lemon law, which gives your owner an option if you unknowingly purchase a sick pet. It used to be that, and that's why they passed the law, that the stores would tell you to go pound sand. Now they have to take, it's like a car dealership. You got to buy a bad car, you give it back to them.
Yeah, but what happens to the dog?
That's exactly my point. You think they're going to put the money. It's kind of like they forget the fact that they're dealing with something that's not a car. It's not a typewriter or a computer. But the bottom line is what happens to the dog is exactly right. If the dog, let's say, has some type of situation where it needs some medical care, it means probably not going to get that medical care. They're probably just going to sell that dog to somebody else, to someone else, to someone else. So the bottom line is you should sue them and try to get some money if the dog needs veterinary care. But the bottom line is who's going to return the dog back to a pet store knowing that the dog is not going to survive.
I see a magazine called Feline that looks to this. The cover has you holding up a white cat and a bunch of cats all around, no dogs. It looks like a ranch someplace.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was a picture taken at an organization called Delta Rescue. Delta is one of the largest sanctuaries in the country. They're based in Acton, California. And they have about 400 or 500 cats in a sanctuary and over 1,200 dogs. And I think that picture was taken there. It's like a little bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the outdoor areas where these cats hang out, and they live this amazing life for the rest. If they're not adopted, this is a sanctuary. So these cats and these dogs that were rescued from the streets and then from the deserts, they spend their entire life at this sanctuary, and it's an incredible place.
Yeah, that's a good one. And you did a podcast. Check out his podcast, Warren's podcast, the Pet Insider Podcast.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.